are tuned into 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area, the entire world, over on WMFO.org. Hey, I'm Ryan D. That means you are listening to the Music Savage Show, brand new, live on tape, every Friday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Boston time. And then later, in the archives, wherever you are, whenever you're listening, thank you so much for being out there. It's my favorite time of the week, playing music for all of you. This new broadcast, we got a lot of music. How about that? I'm going to say happy birthday to a bunch of incredible musicians celebrating this week. Got a old school hip hop set. Got some hot takes. Just a lot of really great stuff coming your way. The next 2 hours, I'm ready for some fun. Are you? Tell your parents, grab your friends, get whatever you're drinking. Gather around the radio, the speakers, turn them up. Let's get this show started. Enjoy.
I can eat 50 eggs.
Nobody can eat 50 eggs.
You just said he could eat anything.
You ever eat 50 eggs?
Nobody ever eat 50 eggs.
Hey, Babalugach, we got a bet here.
My boss says he can eat 50 eggs, he can eat 50 eggs.
Yeah, but in how long?
The hour.
Well, I believe I'll take part of that wager.
No. $2, right here on the way to
court. Oh, come on now, let's talk some money.
All right, $20.
Bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting table. There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold
'em,
know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
We'll be right back.
on joking as he takes my last token. Casino Queen, my lord, you're mean. I've been gambling like a fiend on your table so green.
good. J.D. McPherson, Wolf Teeth, name of that one. It's off my Man Crushes Rounder Records 2012 debut album, Signs and Signifiers. He puts on one of the best live shows, and his albums are stupendous. So yeah, I got a man crush on him. Let's see, J.D. Ralston and The Business. And J. Roddy Walston. My goodness, I am just getting tongue-tied. And The Business. I need to turn the lights on here in my studio. Take It As It Comes, lead single, and that is off of their third full-length album, 2013's Essential Tremors, J. Roddy Walston and The Business. Look them up if you aren't familiar. We'll go up out of that. Casino Queen, great one, off of their debut album, 1995's AM. Kenny Rogers with The Gambler, first single, title track off the late great's sixth studio album, released November 1978. And kicking off the set as well as the show with All or Nothing from the one and only Nikki Lane, title track off the Nashville musician's sophomore album, produced by Dan Auerbach and released May 2019, I want to say, via New West. She is one of my absolute favorites. That was a great set, if I do say so myself. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's get back into the music. I'm going to celebrate a whole bunch of birthdays. All these wonderful musicians born April 21st, that is Wednesday. That is when I tape my shows, but you're probably listening when it's live on tape on Friday. So these next three artists celebrating April 21st birthdays, including this legend right here, Iggy Pop. This is off of his 18th studio album. It's called Free. It's released September of 2019, and he turned 74 years old this week. He's still so rock and roll.
Wants to be your James Bond. She wants to be your James Bond. Well, it's not for a price, and it's not to be nice. She wants to be your James Bond. She wants to be your James Bond. She wants to be your James Bond. She might stand in your way, but still she'll save the day. She wants to be your James Bond. James Bond. She walks like him, talks like him too. She can suss out the spy, even if it's you. She trusts no one, not even herself. She makes no sudden moves, chalks it up to stealth. She wants to be your James Bond. She wants to be your James Bond. Well, it's not for a price, and it's not to be nice. She wants to be your James Bond. She wants to be your James Bond. She wants to be your James Bond. She might stand in your way, but still she'll save the day.
confuses the two. She blames it on you, screaming, "You're insane. You're insane." Didn't make the rules, so don't blame me. Most fools gravitate to vanity, and her sanity is insanity, thriving off of making you feel guilty.
but you're not really saying anything.
Arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Two. Three, four.
Shaking like a ladder to the sun. Makes me feel like a madman on the run. Funny, never, never far gone. So get your leather on. You're a zero. What's your name? No one's gonna ask you
Oh man, that song. That is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs right there. Date with the Night. Very first single off the New York City band's outstanding debut album, Fever to Tell, released April 2003. This month marks the 18th anniversary of that brilliant album. So pleased that I've seen them many times live, but that first tour for this album, I saw it at the Bluebird Theater in Denver, Colorado. I was just a youngin' back then, but my whole body physically hurt in my head. I couldn't hear anything for a while. It was one of the best shows ever, and they just put on a great show. Hopefully they're going to be playing again live one day. Molly Tuttle with Zero, a terrific version of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. It's on Tuttle's latest release, 2020's But I'd Rather Be With You, a collection of great cover songs. Then we get the birthdays. Glenn Hansard, Wheels on Fire, favorite of mine off the Irish musician's third studio album, Between Two Shores, released January 2018 on Anti Records. Glenn celebrates the big 5-0 this week. Born April 21st, 1970. The Cure with Close to Me. It's the second single from their sixth album. 1986's The Head on the Door, which is my favorite. However, it is not the album version that you just heard. It's the 7-inch single with the horns. The horns do not appear on the album. I kind of like the horns version better. Happy birthday to the godfather of goth, Robert Smith, celebrating number 62 this week, born April 21st, 1959. And Iggy Pop kicking off the set with James Bond, second single, 18th studio album called Free. Released September 2019, Iggy celebrates birthday number 74, born April 21st, 1947, and a rock god. Happy birthday to all of them. Thank you all for your music. Back into music. It was 420 this week, and this song is for everyone who celebrates. It should be everyone. Here's Band of Horses.
Because Sitting in an old bar in a town that no one's heard of. Everybody's outside with glasses on, staring at the sky, waiting for the message to arrive. There's panic all around us, shouting, Lord, give me a sign. I pour a new whiskey and you sit there drinking your wine, just like everything's fine. But this is it, the end of the world. The countdown's begun. The meteor just flew in front of the sun, and it's been confirmed, so turn off the news. I am so lucky to be here with you. No one I'd have preferred, and we're not concerned. It's just you and me at the end of the world. The bar is almost empty, people shot off in their cars, but the old man's in the corner and he's there still playing guitar. But he's playing Auld Lang Syne. We put a 50 in the jukebox and we play our favourite songs, and we just start jumping and dancing and singing along. We feel like nothing's wrong. But this is it, the end of the world. The countdown's begun. The meteor just flew in front of the sun, and it's been confirmed, so turn off the news. I am so lucky to be here with you. No one I'd have preferred, and we're not concerned. It's just you and me at the end of the world. Let's see more seconds, that's when they say we'll be colliding. I'm sure there's irony somewhere, but we cannot find it. Turn off the music, I've loved you so truly, don't panic now, we're alright. Here it comes, darling, I love you, hold tight, close your eyes. Well, that was it, the end of the world. The countdown was done. The meteor crashed down on Earth with a thud, and it was confirmed, so we turned off the news. I was so lucky to be there with you. No one I'd have preferred, and we weren't concerned. It was just you and me at the end of the world.
One, two, three, four.
What time do you usually wake up?
Depends on what time.
aching, but I cannot sleep, cause I won't be beat like I am the mayor of some godforsaken town. Sure, they knighted me yesterday, but who needs armor when I've an exoskeleton? I slip and squirm through the cracks, creep around by the all the loading zones in my dirty little town. Get my shopping done, long for two, drop some dead weight, clean my hands of what I need to clean my hands of. And all for free, by mayoral decree, all from zone to loading zone of my. But oh so gorgeous the way they crave. How beautiful to take a bite out of the world. I wanna rip the world a new one. It just crawls out of my mouth anymore. You can hate on it, or you can hug it. You can get all mushy and lovey-dovey. It's all the same when I'm out there driving around, all from zone to loading zone of my beautiful town. I park for free. One-stop shop life for the quick fix before you get a ticket. That's the way I live my life.
I need a little time out from to the hill.